The Bill Pickett Invitational is known to many as simply the Black Rodeo. It touts itself as being the only African-American rodeo touring the U.S. As NPR's Brakten Booker recently discovered, rodeo goers see more than bucking broncos and cowboys roping longhorns. They also see history. He reports on the rodeo's recent stop in Los Angeles.
It's billed as the greatest show on dirt, and for many, it certainly doesn't disappoint. When you arrive at the Equestrian Center, you can instantly feel the crowd's excitement. Pretty typical stuff at the start of most rodeos, but this ain't no ordinary rodeo. What sets this apart is that everyone here, from the cowboys to the clowns, is Black. That's a far cry from the early days when the Bill Pickett Rodeo first came to Los Angeles, according to Cedric Haynes.
Well, everybody out here, Black's got to seeing it, and a lot of them already had horses, but they didn't rodeo out here.
He's an event coordinator and judge who's traveled with the circuit for 22 years.
There was only five Black cowboys and cowgirls when I come here. It's 100 of them now.
Haynes is compactly built. He's laid in dirt from judging today's doubleheader program that includes bulldogging or steer wrestling. Bulldogging was invented by Bill Pickett, the famous Black cowboy who toured the country performing ranching stunts in the early 1900s. Haynes says, slowly but surely, the rodeo named after Pickett is doing two things, helping to change the perception that rodeoing is only for whites and developing talent that can compete on the big money circuits.
The first 3 years I come out here, I brought a young man out here with me by the name of Fred Whitfield. I never dreamed this guy would be 8 times world champion with the pre-RCA. He's one of the greatest calf ropers that ever lived, whatever will live, Black or white. And he's in the white man's world.
One of the more popular events here is the bareback riding competition. It's where the cowboy rides a bucking bronco without a saddle and tries to stabilize himself with one hand while he holds his free hand above his head. He's only got to stay on for 8 seconds, but when a 500-pound animal is trying to toss you off its back, it seems like an eternity. I ask veteran crew member LeBron Vance to help me with the action.
His back, and they're going, the horse doing everything he can, twist, turn, buck.
At this moment, the bareback rider is thrown from the horse. He smacks the ground hard and lies motionless on the arena's dirt floor, a somber reminder just how dangerous the sport can be.
You know, when you're playing on one of the roughest playing fields of any sporting event, you know the consequences. I think what he's trying to do right now is get some air. What we need to do is to send those vibes to the arena floor right now. Send those vibes to the arena floor.
Emergency teams rush to the arena floor to tend to the injured rider. He eventually walks off under his own power, but is visibly shaken. And then the rodeo goes on.
We're going to go back now. Let's go back to our next cowboy.
For most, the rodeo is about camaraderie and fellowship.
Glenn Turman at the Bill Pickett Rodeo, Grand Marshal of 23 years. What's up?
Turman is best known for his role as Colonel Taylor on the sitcom A Different World. He says the rodeo is like a family reunion, but if that's all you leave with, then you've missed a valuable lesson. Turman says the rodeo is a reminder of Black's contribution to U.S. history.
Like I said, this is a part of history that is not paid enough attention to. And we have to kind of take it upon ourselves to find out what we have accomplished in this country.
And Turman's grandson, 21-year-old bull rider Mike Gilbo, says the term cowboy has been romanticized through novels and Hollywood films.
Traditionally in America, a cowboy is seen as some historical figure or folklore, you know, blonde hair, blue-eyed cowboy, singing with his guitar, roping and stuff like that. When actually, cowboy is a slave term. Designated all the slaves that handle livestock and everything. Slave owner be like, go get that cowboy.
Historians vary on whether this is the word's exact origin. Luana Larson is the executive director of the Black America West Museum. She says there's probably some truth in it, but one thing is for sure, that blacks played a big role in opening the West.
But few people know that one out of three cowboys were African American or black. We have a tradition that's steeped in the West, but it's rarely told.
This is not news to Lorenzo Brazil, who travels the rodeo as a spectator. Today he's dressed from head to toe in full cowboy gear. His only regret about the rodeo, though, is this.
I just wish that a lot more people would come out dressed. It's a rodeo. Cowboy boots, hats, jeans, you know, real cowboy stuff.
The Bill Pickett Invitational rides into Denver over the weekend, and next month will hold its championships in Washington, D.C. Bracton Booker, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Old Bill Pickett's gone away over the Great Divide to the place where all the preachers say both saint and sinner abide.